Chapter 1. Know Your Gig. The idea hunt begins with a desire to learn about the world around you, but a good stride in that direction is to know a few things about yourself. Later on, we will showcase the value of being interested, of being constantly on the lookout for ideas, of being a learning machine. But what is the energy that fires up your interest and curiosity? The power source for such a machine. What is the fuel that drives the hunt? Our answer is the gig. By this, we are not referring to what a musician does on a Saturday night, or to a job picked up by a freelance graphic designer. Our notion of the gig is much broader. It's closer to one's personal brand or professional identity, even to the sense of vocation that many people seek to nurture. We're talking about your gig in life, or, more specifically, in your professional life. We're talking about the big gig. The introduction offered a glimpse of one famously successful gig, Walt Disney's. His gig was to create entertainment for the whole family, whether through amusement parks like Disneyland, or animated films like Fantasia. There are similar passions and purposes to be gleaned from every celebrated idea hunter story. Henry Ford's gig was to create a car for everyone, and he had to refashion the process of manufacturing to do it. Warren Buffett's distinction, apart from his piggy bank, is that he took a different tack on investing than his colleagues. He sought to understand the fundamentals of a company rather than try to predict the ups and downs of the stock market. Those icons knew their gigs, and the salient point is that their gigs gave focus and direction to their learning and idea-seeking. Because he was interested in family-friendly entertainment, Disney did not go looking for his best ideas in the seamy American amusement parks of his time. He traveled to Denmark instead to observe the scene at Tivoli Gardens, an amusement park full of fresh flowers and happy-faced revelers of all ages. Buffett didn't pass his day staring at the ticker tape or conjuring up ways to game the market. He set his mind to learning whatever he could about a specific firm or industry. That served his goal of finding stocks that sold below the real worth of the company. A gig is not defined by someone's line of work, much less by a job title. It's not even a formal specialization, although it does reflect a distinctive way of adding value to one's work. A product developer's gig is not product development. Rather, it might be to encourage the free flow of ideas in a unit or organization, to help build a culture of conversation. A sales associate's gig is not sales. It might instead rest on a capacity for empathy, a talent for getting beneath the surface and understanding the customer's needs. A school teacher's gig might be to serve as a teacher's leader by heading up a committee, leading a school team, forming a discussion group, or chairing a department. She might take on these and other roles with an eye to becoming an administrator or a professional development expert. As this latter example illustrates, gigs also have a future dimension. Where you're heading. National Public Radio's Scott Simon has spoken of his father's advice. Dress for the gig you want, not the one you have. The elder Simon was a comedian, but his advice applies to almost everyone. When you're looking for ideas and new things to learn, think about your vision. Think about who you'd like to become as a professional, and align your learning with that picture of yourself. The teacher, for example, might want to develop conversations with others who have made the transition from working with peers to leading them. Knowing your gig is a major step forward on the idea trail. It's the big steering wheel of your interest and curiosity. Even if you already have a clear conception of your gig, it's important to occasionally refresh it, because circumstances change and new opportunities arise. But how does one discern or reassess a gig? In short, doing so requires self-reflection, grappling with questions about your passions and talents, and then it's necessary to connect your answers to the professional marketplace. Put simply, is there a customer for what you're offering? Here we would like to borrow questions from two people prominent in different fields, drawing on different sources of wisdom. The first is an iconoclastic management guru. The second is a theologian.